Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jim Clifton, the CEO of Gallup, the Gallup organization, the Gallup polling company, the global company that gives us all the great research and have been now for about 75 years. Jim is also the author of a book that I promise you, you will thank me later for telling you about it, The Coming Jobs War. So folks, you need to read this book not only because of the information it's in, but because of the things that Jim says about you in this book. You need to hear how he regards you, small business owners. And Jim, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for telling the truth. You're not just throwing us a bone, small businesses, in your book. You're telling the truth about small business, and I want you to know that on behalf of my audience, we appreciate that.
Well, I'm not trying to throw anybody a bone. I'm a concerned American.
Yeah, and that comes across in the book, Jim. One of the things that I was a little bit surprised, although I agree with you, I was a little bit surprised that you really singled out this one thing that you said is really getting between us and our solution to the jobs war, and that's the whole healthcare thing. And you were saying this before anybody really understood what Obamacare was going to be all about.
Well, the thing is, but if you and I run a business, or you and I are partners, the big single cost that we're going to have that's shooting through the roof of all of the things that we might have costs for, I don't know, paper and electricity or rent or whatever, is our healthcare costs. But if we somehow, so let's say you and I have started some kind of a business, or we've been running one, if we don't get that under control, it's going to break us. So if you take a company, let's take a jumbo like Target, or let's just take a medium size like Gallup. If we don't get our health care costs under, that's growing faster than our sales or our profit. And so you can just
what is Obamacare going to do to that scenario for you guys?
Well, I obviously, like everybody else, think that that's. I mean, you know, one of the biggest problems with Obamacare is that is just like what the whole federal government does, and they just make things too complex. Not only so the customer can't understand it, but they themselves can't understand it. That's why they can't fix the damn thing. But at the very end of the day, there's something that's happening because I wrote all that before the Obamacare debacle. But healthcare is about 2.6, 2.8 trillion. I mean, Americans don't know this. They go, well, we'd have more money if we weren't in Afghanistan or something. Afghanistan's only about 50 or 60 billion a year.
Right.
And healthcare, you could stop all that stuff and it still doesn't matter. Healthcare is a coming expense that just breaks the whole country. If you put it ends up real soon at being $4.5 trillion. So the whole country is just working to pay for healthcare. There's no profit. There's
Jim,
no
don't we need? What is the best way to fix healthcare? To make each one of us more of a healthcare customer and not just a healthcare patient. To be informed customers, like the way we buy cars or houses or coats.
One of the paths this thing can follow, Jim, is smoking. You know, when I grew up, every place we went, I didn't smoke cigarettes. I smoked cigars. Every meeting I was in, I couldn't even see the people in the room. There was
right.
so much. You know, there's so much
Me
smoke. In airplanes, you couldn't see down the aisles. But there was a new image where it's not cool to smoke. So if you're going to smoke a cigarette, notice people now. We all got friends that smoke, or we do. But you got to go hide. You know, you got to go crawl under your car and smoke a cigarette. But as soon as health being fit or unfit, there has to be a new expectation for us to take better care of ourselves. And I think that's going to come because this problem is getting to be really, really big.
Is that part of your global well-being idea?
Well, yeah, it is, but it's also global well-being is also kind of arched with whether or not you have a job.
Right.
So with global well-being, we put and also back to your water thing. You know, can you get a clean drink of water? Nobody in America is hungry. By the way, I can't when I see ads on there about the hungry.
Right.
I mean, or even being poor in America. I just read an article in Wall Street. It was in this week. You know, when you're poor, you have housing, you have cable TV, right. Flat screen TV.
That was a good
what
article.
What we call poor in this country is very, very different than what the rest of the world calls.
And what poor was like when I was a kid.
The most obese people in the world, ironically, are America's poor people.
Yeah.
You'll never read that in a newspaper because nobody wants to write that down.
No,
so
that's exactly right.
Our health care problem is so upside down, and so it's so complex, but it'd be so easy to fix, too.
Yeah. The coming jobs board, ladies and gentlemen, please do yourself a favor, and you can thank me later. Buy Jim's book, The Coming Jobs Board. It's also available in e-book. The Gallup organization, Jim, Gallup.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I will. When you're in town here, make sure you come on over and have coffee or sandwiches with me.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that very much. Jim Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, of the Gallup organization. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.